Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and I'm bringing you this show in English for Thursday, August 28, 2025. We're going to have a special feature of the artist of the day based on a very important artist, a chamamé artist, an accordion player who passed away yesterday. I'm talking about Raúl Barbosa. We'll also have a new edition of Cooking Argentina with traditional dishes that represent Argentina, and we'll be teaching you how to cook them. Okay, today we've got a very comfort food of Argentines, pastel de papa, meat pie. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports. You can listen to us via the shortwaves of WRMI. The frequency is 5850 kilohertz, and you can also listen to us via internet. We stream live through our webpage rai.com.ar, through radio tuning apps such as Radio Garden, and you can also listen to us live through our app, our exclusive app, Digital Rai, that you can download for free, available for both Apple and Android phones. We also upload our content as podcasts to our webpage, rai.com.ar. Okay, today we pay tribute to Raúl Barbosa, the legendary Argentine accordionist who passed away yesterday in Paris at the age of 87. Born in Corrientes province in 1938, Barbosa carried the sound of chamamé across the world. His father, a musician himself, introduced him to the accordion at a very young age, and by the time he was 12, Raúl was already performing in Buenos Aires radio stations. Let us enjoy now a track by Raúl Barbosa, whom we are honoring today, with this track, La Calandria. Thank you. throughout his life, Barbosa became one of the greatest ambassadors of chamamé, the folk music of the Argentine litoral, the area that is encircled by the rivers Paraná and Uruguay, integrated by the provinces of Corrientes, Misiones, and Entre Ríos. His sound combined deep respect for tradition with an openness to new influences, blending chamamé with jazz and classical elements. This is Barbosa with a track called Tren Expreso, Express Train. In the 1980s, Barbosa settled in France, where he lived for the rest of his life. From Paris, he introduced international audiences to the rhythms of his homeland, performing in concert halls across Europe and beyond. Yet, no matter how far he traveled, his music always remained rooted in Corrientes and in the stories of the litoral. This is Merceditas. Thank you. Bossa was celebrated not only as a performer, but also as a composer. His style, marked by virtuosity and also emotional depth, earned him recognition as one of the most important accordionists in the world. He received numerous awards, including the Ordre des Arts et des Lettres in France and honors from Argentina for his contribution to national culture. This is a track called La Vieja, The Old Lady. Most associated with him is Kilometro 11, Kilometer 11, one of the most iconic chamamés ever written. With his accordion playing, Barbosa turned this tune into a timeless hymn, an anthem, carrying the spirit of the litoral to audiences everywhere. That was Raúl Barbosa playing the most iconic chamamé song, Kilómetro 11, which was written by Tránsito Coco Marola. His passing yesterday in Paris marks the end of an era. Yet his music, full of soul, memory and the essence of Argentina's Northeast, will live on forever. This has been our Artist of the Day, remembering... Today on Cooking Argentina, we are exploring one of the great classics of Argentine comfort food, pastel de papa, or potato pie. It is a dish that goes straight to the heart, because almost every Argentine family has a memory of eating it around the table, especially in the colder months. The roots of pastel de papa are European. It's often compared to the British shepherd's pie. But in Argentina, it has taken on a unique flavor and identity. The basic idea is simple. A layer of seasoned ground beef filling, topped with creamy mashed potatoes, and baked until golden. But inside those layers lies the story of immigration and adaptation. The beef filling reflects Argentina's love of meat, often seasoned with onions, peppers, cumin and paprika, giving it a criollo local character. Many families add hard-boiled eggs and olives, which is a nod to Spanish influences. Some even tuck in raisins for a sweet touch, reflecting the mixture of flavors found in traditional empanadas. The potato topping, meanwhile, tells another story. Potatoes, native to the Andes, were adopted widely across South America and became a staple of the Argentine kitchen. By bringing together European techniques and native ingredients, pastel de papa represents the blending of cultures that defines Argentine cuisine. It is a dish that feels like home. From the kitchens of Buenos Aires to small towns across the Pampas, pastel de papa has remained a family favorite, passed down from generation to generation. And while every family has its own variation, the essence remains the same. Hearty, simple, and deeply satisfying. So, here's our recipe step by step for serving... targeting 4 to 6 people. This is for making pastel de papa for 4 to 6 people. You'll need 1 kilo of potatoes, of papas, 600 grams of ground beef, 2 medium onions chopped, 1 red bell pepper chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 2 hard-boiled eggs chopped, 100 grams of green olives chopped, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste or 200 grams of crushed tomatoes, 500 grams of butter, 100 millimeters of milk, 100 grams of grated cheese or like Parmesan or similar, salt and pepper to taste. Now, here's the preparation. First, you cook the potatoes. You peel and cut the potatoes into chunks. Boil in salted water until tender, about 20 minutes. Then drain and mash with butter and warm milk until smooth. Season with salt and pepper and then set aside. Then prepare the beef filling. In a large pan, heat a little olive oil. Sauté the onions, the pepper and the garlic until soft. Then you add the ground beef and cook until brown. Stir in the tomato paste or crushed tomatoes, paprika and cumin. Season with salt and pepper. Simmer until the mixture is thick and flavorful. Then add the extras. Once the beef mixture is cooked, turn off the heat and fold in the chopped hard-boiled eggs and olives. If you like a sweeter touch, you can also add a handful of raisins. Some people, like myself, add some layers of cheese, mozzarella cheese or any kind of soft cheese you may have in the fridge. Then you assemble the pastel in a baking dish, spread the beef filling evenly across the bottom. then cover with the mashed potatoes, smoothing out the surface. Sprinkle grated cheese over the top. Then bake. Place in a preheated oven at 200 centigrade, that's about 390 Fahrenheit, and for about 20 minutes bake, or until the top is golden and slightly crispy. And then you serve. Cut into generous portions and enjoy with a simple green salad. Pastel de papa is more than just a recipe, it's a piece of Argentine history on a plate. It's a dish where Andean potatoes meet Argentine beef, where immigrant traditions blend with local flavors, and where every forkful brings a sense of warmth and belonging. And this was Cooking Argentina on Rye.
Okay, folks, let us do one of our regular musical profiles. And today I have the pleasure of introducing, no doubt at all, the most popular band in Argentine rock history, Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota. Listening to a song from the first album by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, issued in 1985, called Gulp, Super Lógico. The band is from the capital of Buenos Aires province, the city of La Plata. They were formed in the year 1976, and they started performing in underground theaters as part of a multicultural experience that not only included music, but also theater, performance, dance, and also rock. We are presenting the music and the history of Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, mainly known as Los Redondos, simply Los Redondos. This is from their second album, Música para Pastillas, from the year 1986. The record is called October, and that song translates as Music for Pills. Los Redondos on the airwaves of Rye. Redondos, as I said, were formed in 1976 in the city of La Plata. They started playing in underground theaters of La Plata and Buenos Aires and other cities. Their first gig in the capital of Argentina was in 1978, and by the early 1980s, by word of mouth, their popularity started to increase, and they were rewarded with some airtime on Buenos Aires FM stations. Gulp, their first studio album, was released in 1984, was totally financed by the group's earnings. They did all of their career without the support of any record label. They are the par excellence Argentine rock independent band. They did this with their first album, Gulp, in 1984, and they kept on doing that for the practically 30 years the band was together. The second album, as I said, was October, and the third is one called Bang Bang Estás Liquidado, which is Bang, You Are Done, You Are Terminated, You Are Killed, which many consider to be the best album in the history of the group, filled with hits that became classics, stadium anthems of Los Redondos, such as this, Esta Estrella Era Mi Lujo, Esa Estrella Era Mi Lujo, which translates exactly as That Star Is My Luxury. Los Redondos, musical profile on the airwaves of RAE.
No nos dimos nada más, solo un buen gesto. Thank you.
That Star Was My Luxury by Los Redondos, whose full name, as I already mentioned, is Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, which is Patricio Rey, it's a name and a surname, fictional one, and it's ricotta pastries or ricotta sweets. And this is because when they started performing in the late 1970s, as I said, it was a multi-experience thing. There were people dancing, there were people acting, and they would play. It was a multi-artistic thing, in which a woman called Patricia Rey cooked ricotta sweets, and she would hand them over to the audience. And this is the genesis of the name, from the name of the cook. Well, not even a cook, but woman who made these sweets. Made of ricotta, they created this fictional character who's the father of the band. It's a mythical figure that doesn't exist, a mentor, guide for the band, and not only for the band, but for the bands, plural, or las bandas, which is the name by which the fans of Los Redondos, that did nothing but grow over the years in numbers, became to be known. As I said, originally they were an underground group, but by word of mouth, their popularity in the 1980s, always in an underground circuit, increased until they reached the level of myths, that the people started talking about their concerts being something special, something unusual in the world of rock, something very mystical, not because they talk or do anything occult or dark magic, but because there was kind of a sense of belonging and being isolated from mainstream that really, really boosted the myth. And in that context, the number of fans started to grow and grow and grow until there were many. And over the years, they became known as Las Bandas. It was in their fourth album, Un Bayón para el Ojo Idiota, that Los Redondos dedicated a song to their fans known as Las Bandas. And that's this song. Go forth, bandas. Y meditar.
con éter perfumado. ¿Y cuánto vale ser la banda nueva y andar trepando radares militares? Vamos las bandas.
Go bandas, go bands. The song Los Redondos dedicated to their fans that by the late 1980s were many, but they still could go a step higher in the early 1990s with their fifth album that really was the commercial breakthrough for them. La Mosca y la Sopa, The Fly and the Soup, gave Los Redondos the massive status they enjoy still today with songs like this. It's a song called Un Poco de Amor Francés that began to be played in clubs, in parties, weddings, celebrations, became part of the songbook, of the staples of celebrations.
Before they released this album, La Mosca y la Sopa, there was a very tragic incident, not only for Los Redondos, but for the whole rock scene of Argentina. In April 1991, they were about to perform at the Obras Sanitarias Stadium in Buenos Aires, and a fan, Walter Bulacio, who was waiting to go into the venue to see the concert, was arrested by the police and he was brutalized. He died as a result of the injuries. Nobody has been properly convicted for this crime, but this really was the end of innocence for Los Redondos. Concerts became a little more violent because of clashes between the fans and the police, that many times would provoke the fans and they were not behaving in the best way. And that's when the band started playing in the interior, in smaller venues, to avoid attracting so much attention as they would in large cities like Buenos Aires. For most of the 1990s, they did not perform again in Buenos Aires, and amid that period, they released their only double album called Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, released in the year 1993. Which was a success, another commercial success, and really established them as one of the number one bands in Argentina. This is a track from that double album, Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, entitled Yo Caníbal, Los Redondos on Riot.
Que no dan respiro.
With Yo Caníbal, I Cannibal, from their 1993 album Lobo Suelto, Loose Wolf, and Tied Up Sheep is the name of that double album. That was followed by three more records in 1996, in 1998, and in 2001. By the time they disbanded in 2001, they have started performing, experimenting with the electronic music, with samplers and that sort of stuff. Hardcore traditional fans did not like that very much. It usually happens when bands start to experiment like that. The old timers, the old time fans, the first fans, they are not very open to those changes. Well, that happened to Los Redondos. Who performed in a series of big stadiums in the second half of the 1990s until they returned to Buenos Aires to perform in River Plate Stadium, the largest in the city, for 140,000 people. That was in the year 2000. And in 2001, they played for the last time in Córdoba, at the Chateau Carreras, soon after they announced the disbandment of the band due to, well, tensions between the leader, Carlos Solari, main lyricist, and also the main guitarist, the lead guitarist, Kai Bailinson. Both of them went on their separate ways with solo careers. But still today, people dream of the band reuniting once again. It's going to be like 15 years almost since they disbanded. And everybody wants to go to a concert of Los Redondos again to listen to this, their most popular song, Hee Hee Hee, which is from October Disc.
Exquisita.
Some say this is the song that generates the largest pogo in the world because of people going crazy, jumping and pushing each other in the stadium. That's how the leader of Los Redondos, El Indio Solari, called this moment of the concert, which is always the closure, the final song of the Redondos concerts. And also of Solari as a soloist is this song called Hi Hi Hi, which also marks the end of this musical profile on Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota on Rai.
You're listening to RAE, the international service of the Argentine radio. For contacting us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. I am Fernando Farias, the host of the English language service of RAE, and before the end, let me introduce another song with cultural significance, because it's a song written and interpreted by an Spanish artist, but it's about Argentina. The artist is Joaquin Sabina, who's super popular in the Spanish-speaking world, both sides of the Atlantic, and he lived here in Argentina, and he had several partners, girlfriends, lovers, whatever you want to call it, and he was particularly touched by one of them, to the point of dedicating a song to her. Her name, fictional maybe, is Paula. And she was a fan of, she is a fan of Boca Juniors, the team that, thanks to her, Sabina began to support also here in Argentina. The song is about Paula, about Boca Juniors, about Buenos Aires, about taking the bus in Buenos Aires to go to the football stadium. It's a great track, and it's called Dieguitos y Mafaldas, making reference to two icons of Argentina: Dieguito for Diego Maradona, the football player, the late legend of football, and also Mafalda, the iconic comic book character. So there it goes, Joaquin Sabina, a song from the mid-1990s called De Dieguitos y Mafaldas, to sign off today's program of RAE in English.
Veinte años cosidos a retazos, de urgencias, disimulos y rutinas. 20 años cumplidos en mis brazos, con la carne del alma de gallina. 20 años de príncipes azules que se marchaban antes de llegar. 20 tangos de Mansi en los baúles. 20 siglos sin cartas de papá, de González Catán en colectivo. A la cancha de Boca por Laguna va soñando hoy. Ganamos el partido, la niña de los ojos de la luna, los muchachos de la 12 más violentos. Cuando la jona en la bombonera le pide a la Virgen de los Vientos que le levante a Paula la pollera. 20 años de mitos mal curados, dibujando dieguitos y mafaldas. 20 vidas hubiera yo tardado en contar los lunares de su espalda. Le debo una canción y algunos besos que valen más que el oro del Perú. Sus huesos son sobrinos de mis huesos, sus lágrimas los clavos de mi cruz. De González Catán, el colectivo, a la cancha de Boca por Laguna. Va soñando, hoy ganamos el partido. La germu que me engaña con la luna, alguna vez le harán un monumento. Los de la barra brava a mi bostera y una ermita a la Virgen de los Vientos que le levanta a Paula la pollera. De González Catán a Tirso de Molina, que trafí de España a la Argentina, que meneo, que vaivén, que ajetreo, que mareo, que ruina.
¿Y por culpa de quién?
Del amor de una mina.
¿Y total para qué? Si al final se la como un pibe
que le prohíbe a mi ex ir a verme al Gran Rex.
Cuando estoy de visita,
no sea que Paulita se ponga a llorar
al oír su milonga.
No sea que a Paulita le dé por bailar
al compás de la conga
y vuelva enfermita González Catán y se ponga más loca de lo habitual.
Bendita pollera,
menuda bandera para una canción.
Y qué delantera,
aquel año Boca salió campeón.
En la Bombonera
ninguna voltera se puede quejar, aunque le sobre razón, si pinta remeras con el corazón.
Y con las caderas
le toca a Palermo tocar el balón. Le toca al gallego tocar este son
para una bostera
el año que Boca salió campeón.